All four Gospels, Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, and John 12, all four record this event, the triumphant entry, Palm Sunday. We know the story well. Jesus enters the city of Jerusalem, and he's welcomed as a hero. We've been looking at Luke's gospel. Remember what has happened. Jesus has been sharing powerful and revealing parables. He loved on children. He healed a blind beggar as he entered the city. And then he takes home a guy named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus and his family experience God's salvation. In John's gospel, John tells it even more vivid, with more detail. The days leading up to Jerusalem, blind receive sight. Those who are deaf hear, and the lame walk again. And just before Jesus enters Jerusalem, he goes to the tomb of his friend Lazarus, who has been for days, and Jesus says, "Lazarus, come forth." And he did. Oh, you can imagine the crowds. You can imagine as Jesus makes his way from Jericho into Jerusalem, this man does miracles. This man teaches in ways that we had never imagined. Not only did he do miracles in his teaching, but he had compassion. He had compassion and he preached grace. He associated with all types of people, sinners, tax collectors, even women, even Samaritans, lepers, and prostitutes. The crowd in Jerusalem was just a little excited. Here comes Jesus. I read earlier the text from Luke. As the children did, waving palms, and on that day even spreading their coats and cloaks along the road, shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." They welcomed him as a king, and they prayed he would be a king. Maybe he would be the king who would finally release them from the bondage of those dreadful Romans. Oh, the joy that overwhelmed them. No wonder they cheered. But this king was different. The Gospels, none of them tell of a king riding into town on a white stallion, proclaiming battle and that type of victory. Luke said in the text that Jesus came on a borrowed, never ridden colt. Matthew says it was a donkey, a simple donkey. But the donkey was also the symbol of peace. The Gospels say as Jesus came into Jerusalem, he wept. He wept. Oh, how he wanted them to know of peace. Oh, how he wanted to be the king of peace, but not the peace that they thought. Not a political peace, but a spiritual peace. And they didn't get it. Hosanna! Hosanna! But by week's end, crucify. Crucify. This was no ordinary king riding on a donkey. Instead, Jesus was the king who came to serve, not to be served. Ray and I have been watching. We're a little behind. We've been watching the Netflix, The Crown. And let me assure you, whether it was the king or queen, they don't serve others, but others serve them. But not this king. King Jesus came not to dominate and rule over others. He came to serve. If serving meant washing dirty feet of his disciples, he would. And he did. Come back Thursday, we'll talk more about that. If serving meant he needed to lay down his own life, he would. And he did. Jesus, Messiah. Jesus, Savior. Jesus, the King, the Servant. The Old Testament prophet said that the Messiah would be a servant. But not just any type of servant, a suffering servant. You remember the passage, Isaiah chapter 53. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one whom people hide their faces. He was despised and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took on our pain and bore our suffering, yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities, and the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. A suffering servant. Matthew chapter 21, verse 10 says, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, and they began to ask, who is this man? Who is this man? Who is this? Who is this man? We know he was Jesus. A prophet? Yes. A king? Yes. A savior? Yes. A suffering servant? Yes. A redeemer? Yes, an atoning redeemer. Amazing love. How can it be? The blood of Jesus speaks for me. Eternal hope is mine indeed. In Christ alone I stand redeemed. The blood of Jesus speaks for me. The blood of Jesus speaks for me.
that rugged frame where I found life at Christ's expense. See from his hands, his feet aside, the fountain flowing deep and wide. Oh, hear it shout the victory, the blood of Jesus speaks for me.
And some adults, this is a short week with a Friday holiday. For some, this week is about buying Easter eggs and dyeing Easter eggs and hiding Easter eggs. For you, it's a week when the pastor asks you to come back to worship on a Thursday evening and even on Saturday to flower a cross. As we leave on this Palm Sunday and reflect on the week ahead, I want to leave you with three challenges for this week. First, as you enter Holy Week, may you do so with a reflective heart. Remember Christ. Remember the cross. Remember your Savior who gave Himself completely for you. You're in need, and I'm in need, but Jesus paid it all. Reflect. Secondly, I encourage you as you enter this Holy Week to do so with a repentant heart. Take time this week to recall and repent of those times when you are so unlike Jesus. Not Christ-like in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions. Not serving, not loving, not forgiving. We are in need, but Jesus paid it all. Repent. And finally, as you enter this Holy Week, may you do so with a rejoicing heart. Take time this week to stand in front of the cross in awe and in wonder, in thanksgiving and gratitude and praise to God. Don't rush through this week. Reflect, repent, and rejoice, because Jesus paid it all. Yes, rejoice, because Sunday is coming. Sunday is coming. Resurrection is on the horizon, and we know the rest of the story, and it's all because He paid the price. We're going to sing that song.